Blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. Wumi Ademola here, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Welcome to episode 13 in the series, Have the Faith of God. Based on Mark 11, verse 22, the Geneva version of the Bible reads, And Jesus answered and said unto them, Have the faith of God. My friend, the faith of God is a power that moves mountains and brings answers to prayer. And the faith of God comes only from God himself. That's why it's called the faith of God. God imparts his faith to you. He gives you his faith as you diligently seek him and develop a strong love relationship with him. The more intimately you relate with God, the more real he will be to you. And the more real God is to you, the easier it will be for you to believe him. You know, the reason why so many doubt God and they're full of fear is because their love walk with God is not perfect. But when your love with God is perfect and you're pursuing him on a regular basis, I tell you, my friend, every fear in your life will disappear and your faith in God will soar. Because I tell you, it's easy to believe somebody that's so real to you. Well, today, let's continue our study on the importance of intimacy and our faith walk. God bless you as you listen.
When you are intimate with God, God will become audible, visible, tangible, and ultimately 100% believable to you. Go to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, someone say audible, which we have heard, someone say audible, which we have seen with our eyes, someone say visible, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, someone say tangible, concerning the word of life. Now look at verse 3. Let's read verse 3 together. 1, 2, let's go. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So it is your fellowship with the Father, with the Son, and can I add with the Holy Spirit, that will make God somebody that you can see clearly with your eyes, someone you can hear clearly with your ears, and someone you can touch physically with your hands. And when he is audible, when he is tangible, when he is visible, he will be 100% believable. Is it not easy to believe someone that is real? The reason why a lot of people have a hard time believing God is that he is not that real to them. The things that physical eyes can see are more real than God. Why? Because you spend more time in the realm of the physical than the realm of God. But the more you fellowship with the Father and with the Son and with the Holy Spirit, the more real God becomes to you. And when God is real to you, there is no basis for doubt. How can I doubt something I can clearly see? And let me tell you something, you cannot clearly see him until you spend quality time with him. Is someone with me tonight? It's so easy to believe someone you can clearly perceive. And that's why Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 1:12, he said, For I know whom I have believed. Now that word know is a Greek word that means to perceive with the senses. And so Apostle Paul here was saying that I can perceive with my senses God. And how? Because I fellowship with him. When you, the more you fellowship with God every day, if you are a stranger to prayer, you only pray once in a while. You only study your Bible once in a while. You can't feel God. You will feel other things but God. But if you seek this God every day, he will become, like I like to say, your realest reality. In my life, he is fast becoming more real than the physical things I can see. And that is why what he says is what moves me more than what I see. I am not moved by what I see. Because what I see is not as real as who God is to me. And it's not something you can say by theory. It's not something that you can say by head knowledge. It's something you've got to experience for your own self. Look at the man Job, for instance. The reason why Job was so fearful was because his perception of God was imperfect. He couldn't perceive God clearly. How do I know? This is very easy to know. As early as the first chapter of Job, verse 21, look at what Job says. He says the Lord gave. After Satan did everything he did, he said the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was his perception, but it was wrong. Jesus, who spent time with the Father, he had a better perception. And it's in John 10:10. He said, the thief cometh not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but I, representing the Father, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. The way people talk reveals your level of encounter with God. And because he didn't perceive God, he could be saying, God doesn't take away. I don't know if Satan has been lying to you that God doesn't take away. God is a giver. He's not a taker. Again in Job chapter 2, look at what Job said to his wife when his wife was complaining. Job 2 verse 10, he said, look at it. He said, shall we indeed accept good from God? And shall we not accept adversity? These are the utterances of a man whose perception of God is not right. He's a good churchgoer, no doubt. The Bible told us he's a righteous man. But there's a difference between being religious and having a solid relationship with God. If Job had perceived God well, he will know that God does not give adversity. Psalm 35:27 says, he says, let them shout for joy and be glad. Who favor my righteous cause? Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. Who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants? When you don't spend time with God, you perceive him wrong. Job says, shall we not receive adversity from God? God does not dish adversity. God delights in, can you delight in prosperity and then give people adversity? And we all know that it was Satan, not God. But because his perception of God was wrong, his life was full of fear. It was void of faith. And so Job, in chapter 3, verse 25, he said, the thing I greatly feared has happened to me. When you know God and you perceive him as he truly is, he's visible, audible, tangible to you, Satan will not be able to lie to you about God. Satan will not be able to give you a wrong image of God. And this is only something, we read it in 1 John 1, you can get through fellowship with God on a personal basis. The apostle fellowship with the Father, with the Son, and because of that, God was tangible, God was visible, God was audible. And because of that, there were people that did signs and wonders. So my beloved, come to the place of prayer. You see, Job, glory be to God. In the life of Job, during his trial, obviously he got to know God better. I guess there was no business meeting to attend, nothing to distract him. He sold all his attention to God. And so you see, Job chapter 42, Hear what Job says. Finally, he perceived God clearly. And the moment that happened, fear went out of the door. Faith rose up in him. Job 42, look at it, verse 5. He said, this was Job talking to God. He says, God, up till this time, I have heard you by the hearing of the ear. But he said, but now. Someone say, but now. Someone say, but now, my eye sees you. And a few verses after that, God restored Job double for his trouble. God is waiting for some of you's perception to be corrected. And your situation will just change instantaneously. You can't have the wrong perception of God and have the right manifestation. It can't happen. But what happened? How did Job get to that point? He spent time with God. That's how we went from calling God somebody that takes things away to now saying, my God, I've just been hearing you by the hearing of the wrong rap about you, God. But now my eye sees you and I repent in dust and ashes. Hallelujah.
Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive Him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, beloved. I welcome you into the family of God. And to help you grow in your new relationship with Jesus, I'd love to send you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org. Welcome again to the family of God.